Is motions and resolutions. There are three motions to be made without objection. We will take them as one motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator, the secretary will read the resolutions.
Senators Pogemiller and Senjum introduce Senate Resolution Number 17, a Senate resolution relating to mileage, setting the miles traveled by members of the Senate and going to and returning from the Capitol.
Senator Pogemiller.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, note on your desks the mileage list for each member to and from the Capitol. We're going to lay this on the table today and then take it up on Thursday, so just double check that your mileage is correct. So we're going to lay it over today and just double check that your mileage is correct. Sometimes there's new construction and so forth. So, Mr. President, I would move to lay resolution number 17 on the table.
On the motion to lay resolution number 17 on the table. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. There are two resolutions on today's agenda. Without objection, they will be referred to the Rules Committee. Next order of business is introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are on today's agenda. Without objection, they will be our first reading of Senate bills. Next order of business is announcements of Senate interest. Senator Cohn.
Mr. President, members, just a reminder that we have a seminar set up Wednesday and Thursday, particularly for new members of the Senate, on the state budget, which has been put together by Matt Mossman, the chief fiscal analyst for the Senate, as well as the other fiscal analysts. Wednesday seminar is from 11 to 12:30, Thursday from 11 to 12:30 as well in room 125. Thursday will be or immediately after session. And again, for those of you who are new to the Senate, new to the legislature, this will be an opportunity to get an overview of the budget process. Obviously, it's a lot more than just simply those two presentations, but if you'd like to get an overview at the outset, the fiscal analyst will provide that for you. There's also a follow-up for staff on Friday. Ms. President, I'm not sure what the time is, but it'll be the same presentation for any staff who would like to attend, both new and old. Thank you.
The other announcement, Senator Senjum.
Mr. President, the Senate Republican Caucus will meet at noon in the caucus room in the state office building. Noon in the state office building for the Senate Republicans.
Without objection, Senator Pogemiller, before your announcement, Senator Bach will be excused from today's session all day. Senator Pogemiller.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, want to remind members about the One Minnesota Conference tomorrow, 2007 Legislative Conference at the Humphrey Institute, Cowles Auditorium. You should all have an agenda. This is the thing that Senator Kiskaden and others have been working on. It's tomorrow. 8:30 Continental Breakfast. It's at the Humphrey Institute on campus. It's members only, as I recall. Who's Senator Clark? Pardon me. Is it members only? It's members only. And there's a bus. Is there a bus from the Capitol? Bus leaves here at 7:45, or you can get to the Humphrey Institute on the west bank of the Minneapolis campus on your own. The organizers have put together quite a day. At lunch, in the morning, we're going to hear from three significant CEOs of the state. At lunch, we're going to hear from three former governors and a former Speaker of the House. So it should be a pretty good day. I would hope members would avail themselves of this educational opportunity. In addition, there was one other thing I was supposed to announce. Oh. The Rules Committee will meet immediately after session. The DFL Caucus will meet at 2 o'clock today. Someone said, why? Because we haven't gathered often enough. And that's a members-only caucus also. And depending on how that goes, we'll have a DFL caucus at 10 o'clock Wednesday morning or not, depending on how today's caucus goes. So, in 112 for the DFL caucus. Then, Mr. President, I would move that we adjourn, the Senate adjourn till January 11th, 11 a.m.
On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned.